For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, you had me so interested, and then I had to work this past Wednesday night, but you got to go.
I was at Four Girls Four, seeing Andrea McArdle, Faith Prince, Donna McKechnie, and Maureen McGovern at 710 Main. A magical night when the gods smiled down and everything went right. Such a crackle of excitement even in the lobby. Audience applauding as the lights went down, standing ovations six or seven times during the performance. It was thrilling.
And I understand each one just topped the one before, just as you thought, how could she ever follow that?
I felt sorry for Maureen McGovern having to follow Donna McKechnie, who had just done Music in the Mirror, to a house that just, you know, crashed down with enthusiasm around her. And Maureen McGovern comes out, it's okay, I've got it. Even leading with Morning After, because she knew she had up her sleeve an a cappella, no microphone, Harold Arlen medley, beginning with some Wizard of Oz, that, of course, Buffalo Melting for Harold Arlen, and just exquisite. It was a thrilling, wonderful evening, and I would hope that those producers would venture back. I think that they must have had a good experience with such a warm response from the Buffalo audience. Give Buffalo credit. We are a responsive audience.
That we are. We both went to Shays. I went to Shays to see the Nutcracker Naglia Ballet teaming up with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. They have a new associate music director, Stefan Sanders, and he was in the pit. And can't say what made this production this year more magical than last, but it was phenomenal, including our mutual friend Vincent O'Neill as the mysterious Herr Drosselmeyer. Even he seemed better than ever, and it's a role he's done a million times.
He's done it a number of times, yes. Moscow Ballet also doing the Nutcracker. Choose a Nutcracker, but see the Nutcracker this season. And I was at Shays for Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, which will be at Shays through this weekend, and it is glorious. Everything that you could want it to be, plus more, because of the clever new script by Douglas Carter Bean, which is geared certainly toward the sense of humor of adults, and was delightful. And I thought, even having seen it on Broadway, the same production, it is brought back to a little more storybook human proportion, and their Cinderella is absolutely sublime. Cinderella through this weekend at Shays.
Now, we've been talking about some big, big blockbusters on stages, but a very intimate experience is still to be had at Road Less Traveled Theater. And I want to remind folks that even though the movie theater at Market Arcade is shut down, Road Less Traveled still has a venue there, and they open up on theater nights.
They do, for the moment, and it's Santaland Diaries, the David Sedaris monologue that many people have heard on WBFO's, David Sedaris reading his own story about his experiences working as an elf in Santaland at Macy's department store on 34th Street in New York, fictionalized, of course.
Possibly the world's worst elf ever.
Bad attitude, and sweet children, horrible parents, and you know, that sort of thing. And it is Mark Sacco playing the role for Road Less Traveled. So if you just need something as an antidote to all the sugar this Christmas, then that's a wonderfully cynical option.
So Cinderella across the street at Shays, a lot of the schmaltz has been taken out. A lot of 21st century edginess is added in.
It's snappy.
David Sedaris, Santaland Diaries. What about Jerry's Girls? How does that fit in the spectrum of naughty and nice?
Well, he did write "You Need a Little Christmas Now." It's in the show, but it's a wonderful singers out in O'Connell and Company, and that's a broad spectrum of Jerry Herman music. And then at BUA, Santa's Coming Out, which isn't that a delightful thought? But as in many celebrities come out out of a sense of social responsibility, a distressed letter from a little boy who wanted a doll but received a truck inspires Santa to take this historic step, and that's what this monologue is about, and that's at BUA.
Oh, lots of fun going on in the theaters. And still, if you want to have some serious theater for the season, Journey's End continues at the Cavanoki.
A lot of World War I drama. Journey's End, which had been done on Broadway and at the Shaw Festival over the past few years, a handsome production at the Cavanoki Theater. And something else, both Christmas and World War I, The Guns of Christmas at Subversive Theater, which is about the historic night, actual incident in which soldiers on either side of the trenches came together to celebrate Christmas during World War I.
Well, Western New York seems to have recovered from Snowmageddon or Snowvember or whatever people are calling it.
Right.
And, theaters are back up. People are out going to the plays. And so for Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.